The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, it's Professor Heather Hill. Continuing around the table from the Department of Being Retired, it's Professor Stephen Manning. Professor Jim Tubbs is here. All the way across the table, it's Professor Daniel Maxwell. Professor Brian Curtis is back with us. I know that Professor Dave Chow, professor of Berkeleyology, saw what I was doing earlier today.
Yes.
Finalizing going around the table, Professor Aaron Bell is here. We're so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to another great set sent by another great listener. Hello, profs. Here's my annual, apparently it's annual, set of questions. Sometimes last semester you mentioned the questions about donuts could be an idea.
Oh.
So here are my questions about donuts. 11 is passing. Good luck.
11 out of 12.
Yeah. 11 out of, no, 15.
Oh, so. 12 out of 15.
That's fair.
Manageable.
Okay. We should be okay. The earliest known donut in the Americas dates to when?
1759.
It says here it would have been earlier than that.
Oh.
1652.
Said it's earlier than that.
1608.
I never knew
1400 something.
I mean, that's pretty close, Danielle. It says pre-Columbian. No known date exactly, but it was definitely pre-Columbian fried dough rings.
Okay, so that makes sense.
Native American donuts.
Right.
I mean, yeah, they have, they call them Eskimo donuts in northern Alaska. They're very good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Matt, who sent these in?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez. I was just so fascinated by the word donut on the printed page. Farishimbo, our good friend. Farishimbo, always sends us questions. Captain Hanson Gregory is famous for inventing what?
The donut.
Donut hole.
The donut hole, yes. The donut hole, apparently he poked out the centers of his donuts with a pepper box so they would fry more evenly and then use that dough to make even more donuts.
How do you invent a donut hole?
I mean, come on. I just, you know.
It's a new shape.
Who were the donut lassies and what made them famous?
The donut lassie?
The Dutch girl and her best friend?
I mean, you're almost there. You're almost
there. Are they Scottish then, if they're lassies?
No, but they were young women. They did something very specific during World War One.
They gave donuts to the soldiers.
Yeah, Florence Nightingale of donuts.
They really were the Salvation Army women who served donuts to frontline troops in France during World War One. That is exactly what they did.
Wow.
The donut lassies, yep.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's not go too far here. What country on earth has the most donut shops per capita?
The United States.
I think ours.
It does not actually have an answer. It just says, hi, Dave, is what it says on the line.
We have Tim Hortons on every street corner.
That is true. It is Canada. Great White North has most donuts per capita.
Down south.
Oh, impressive.
The Guinness World Record for stacking donuts was set in what, oh my gosh, recent year? How many were stacked? This is the oddest world record I have ever heard in my
2014.
Life. It was 2018, so I'm going to give it to you. It was
and
recent.
42 donuts.
I'll say 76.
There is no way that no one hits the number of stacked donuts.
Are we
on
in the
hundreds?
892. I don't know. Whatever.
It says 13 is what it says. That's such a small number of donuts.
But they're not even, you know, so it's kind of wobbly.
We're going to try it on the show now.
I know. Exactly. We're going to try this.
We got to do this on the show.
You can easily stack 20 donuts.
Can we flatten them? Because if I can flatten them.
Right.
Before 9:15 tonight, I'm going to stack 14. Donuts.
So we need 24 donuts next week. We need more than 13 so we can stack.
We can break the record.
I know. I feel like I can
do that. 13 in my gut.
From which country are the following donuts?
What?
Donuts made of mochi.
Japan.
Yes. It says mochi rice flour, very light. Curiously expensive.
Mochi nuts.
They're super delicious.
True.
Have you had them?
They're
mochi?
Extremely
we can
expensive.
Go to mochi nut. There's one in Berkeley.
Yeah, they are.
Oh my gosh.
They're good. They are good. Mm. Yeah.
Lovecraftian dark squid ink donuts.
Germany. Italy.
So or from
Europe.
Where?
Yeah.
Not Germany.
Not Italy.
Lovecraftian dark squidding.
Somewhere in the
squid ink donuts.
Squid ink donuts.
Oh, Korea?
They've been described as Lovecraftian because they're dark black.
Like New Zealand?
No.
Australia?
I don't
squid
know.
Ink.
Let's see. There's just no easy
way.
We
need a world map now.
The Maldives.
Bora Bora.
You're going to a lot of like squid-based economies. I understand
right.
that.
We're trying.
That makes sense. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank as how I can get you there. It's South Korea is what it says.
Oh, you had it.
I said Korea. Yeah.
Okay, my bad. My bad. My bad. How about Todmun Goong? These are shrimp donuts.
Thailand. I don't know.
It's Thailand.
Yeah,
yep.
Good. Yep.
Served
yep.
with hoisin sauce for dip.
That sounds delicious.
Yep.
That sounds okay.
How about Donut Canang? Potato donuts with cheese,
Ireland.
Chocolate, and sprinkles.
Not Ireland.
Vietnam. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear.
Ish. You're in the right part
Indonesia.
Of the world.
Indonesia.
Okay. Yes, Indonesia is what it says.
Indonesia covers a lot of territory.
They're very, very important donuts made all over the world that are originally from a certain country called Sufganyat.
Denmark.
Mm-mm.
Sweden.
It's a favorite treat during Hanukkah.
Israel
is what it says here.
Sufganyat.
Good clue.
How about Coke Sisters?
Who's?
Dunked in syrup until they gleam. There's crunchy and soft.
It's
Koch
American?
Sisters. K-O-E-K. Oh. Sisters.
Sounds like the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
I mean, go all the way to the other side of the earth and you're there.
What?
What?
All
like
the way to the other
South
side
Africa?
Of the earth.
Tell me other place. Yeah, South Africa is where, I mean, you
okay.
were onto
okay.
it. You
okay.
were onto it, but yeah. We had
to same nationality, different place.
Different place. A little farther away.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, come on. Oh. Buñuelos. I mean, let's be serious here.
Mexico?
Mexico, yes.
Yep, Buñuelos.
Oh, I'm
basically.
Sorry. I know. I'm like yeah. still thinking about the donuts.
I know.
Well, so am I. But
I'm
Buñuelos are delicious.
They are fantastic.
Cinnamon donuts.
Yes, amazing.
How about Spurgos? S-P-U-R-G-O-S.
Spurgos.
Spurgos.
Germany.
Donuts filled with cottage cheese.
No, thank
cheese.
You.
Not for everybody. Not for everybody.
I'd give it a whirl. I don't know, though.
Finland.
It's, what's Southern Europe.
Okay.
Southern Italy.
Switzerland.
I mean, Middle Europe. I mean,
Spain.
Okay.
Albania.
It says Lithuania.
Lithuania.
Azerbaijan. Sorry, that was a bad joke.
Azerbaijan.
Munki, M-U-N-K-K-I, Munki, are fried in butter, rolled in sugar, and paired with mead on May Day.
Ooh. Ireland?
Not Ireland. You're going to need to go quite a bit further north.
Scotland.
South Africa.
Like even further north.
Iceland.
Yes.
Too far north.
A little more to the Greenland. East.
Oh, a little more to the east.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Norway?
Nope, but you're getting there.
Sweden.
It says Finland. Yes.
Okay.
Finland.
Okay.
Yep. Munki. And last but not least, Bisho Bisho, a coconut donut eaten with savory dishes for balance.
So not France, but somewhere colonized by France.
African continent?
Nope.
Okay.
Dominican Republic?
No. Way,
Fiji.
Way south in Asia. Trying to think.
India.
Singapore. Their constitution is exactly the same as the United States Constitution, down to the letter, except for one small part.
What?
That's what I remember about this country.
Hong Kong?
Nope. Mm-mm. It says Philippines. If someone said it,
oh.
I apologize. Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
It is exactly the same.
Well, they were in American territory.
Oh, and
yes.
Farrah sent us All Hail the Donut Fairy picture here. So
I like the pink wings.
It's
thank you.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect set of questions. Thank you so much, Farrah. That was awesome. Well, you knew this was coming, profs.
Uh-oh.
Dear professors, less than a week later, we've returned and, as promised, a huge barrage of questions we've gathered from an entire summer of mining them. The only thing different is I've been too lazy to edit and cull them like I usually do before sending them in. Rather, this time I'm attaching them as one Word document of 80 questions.
Oh,
80.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
No, you are not obligated to do all 80 in one sitting. Feel free to break them up into smaller segments as you see fit. We don't mean to monopolize the airwaves and have all burrows all the time. We're trivia hounds and just want to contribute to your fine show. Please enjoy, and of course, warmest greetings as always, Frank and the family Burrows from Valencia, California.
Awesome.
I've noticed on our family computer, somebody who's not me has already started a new set of questions.
That's awesome.
So stay tuned for the future. Whew. These will be fun because they quite literally are all over the place.
Wow.
In 1971, why was Haggis banned from import from the United Kingdom to the U.S.?
The queen wasn't satisfied.
Mad sheep disease.
I mean, you know, it's got to be something like that because the very specific ingredient of haggis was completely banned no matter where it was coming from in the U.S., and it was sheep lungs, which are very important to be all chopped up inside the haggis.
Oh, right.
So
yeah.
I think that's...
You don't want to think about that while you're eating the haggis.
I tried it. It was... You know.
I've had it. It's like corn sheep hash.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Just don't think about it too much.
Just don't ask. Don't ask, don't tell.
Yep. In the days when theme songs to TV shows were the whole spirit to the show, who wrote the theme song to Gilligan's Island? It's a great piece of trivia.
Sherwood Schwartz?
No.
Barry Manilow?
No. Probably the most prolific, absolutely prolific.
John Williams.
Yeah, it was John Williams.
Wow.
That was when he was Johnny Williams.
It says, yes, that Johnny Williams.
I never would have guessed.
Awesome.
No, he did Lost in Space, too.
I tried to bring my students up to speed with a little Star Wars before recitation yesterday.
And how did that go?
It was, you know, only a few of them were logged in, so I listened to it myself. That's all I have to say. What is larger by, let's say, millions of square kilometers, Australia or Europe, including the UK?
Australia.
That is correct.
Okay,
yeah, Australia.
100%.
But let's try to do this mathematically. In terms of millions of square kilometers, where are Europe and the UK mixed together versus Australia, mainland? Australia.
What?
How many millions of square kilometers?
Where's Dan Maggio?
You think the difference is in millions of square kilometers?
I think they're 5 million kilometers, square kilometers different.
I mean, you're very, very close. Australia is 7.7 million square kilometers, and Europe and the UK are only 5.1. It just goes to show you how much the maps sort of distend the Southern Hemisphere. What do Dakota Fanning, Rosie O'Donnell, Paula Abdul, Meryl Streep, Meg Ryan, and Sheryl Crow have in common from their high school days?
Prom queen.
They were all, well, you know what? I'm giving it to you, Aaron. They were homecoming.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Homecoming queen.
Don't forget Hoko.
Rosie O'Donnell?
Don't sleep on Hoko.
Rosie.
It says Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not saying nothing. Not saying a word. I don't need another lawsuit.
Silently judging.
Exactly.
Rank the following Michigan cities from largest to smallest.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Go.
Clawson, Hamtramck, okay. Hazel Park,
oh.
Highland Park. This is a wonderful question. I want you to rank them for largest to smallest in square miles.
So Hamtramck and
So who do you think is the biggest?
Clawson.
No, it's Clawson too.
Hamtramck. Yeah.
Okay, they're agreeing to Hamtramck. Who's next?
What are the three other options?
Clawson, Hamtramck, Hazel Park, Highland Park.
Hazel Park, maybe. I don't know.
No, I think Clawson's probably.
I'm going to say Clawson. You're
saying Clawson's number two?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the smallest is Highland Park.
I'm going to say
the smallest
is
Highland
Hazel
Park.
I would go with Hazel Park and then
Clawson
Highland Park.
Clawson is three.
Okay.
So
here we go.
Two.
You got every single one of them wrong.
Yes. That's gotta be.
Highland Park is the largest at 2.89 square miles, followed by Hazel Park, 2.82, Clawson, 2.2, my dear Clawson, and Hamtramck, 2.09 square miles.
We literally had them backwards.
Yeah, we had them backwards.
Yeah.
We went smallest to largest.
Oh, you were going to go smallest to largest.
Yeah, we didn't understand the question. Okay. We misunderstood. Right. Redo.
All our listeners who are not native Detroiters should know that the greatest piece of Detroit trivia is there are two cities inside the city of Detroit.
Yes.
Highland Park and Hamtramck. In 1985, there was a biopic called Sweet Dreams about country western singer Patsy Cline. Who was the Oscar-nominated actress who played Patsy Cline?
Oh, what year was it again?
85. It says 85.
Yeah. Not Sissy Spacek.
No, initials J.L.,
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Not 1985. Jerry Lewis.
Jessica Lange.
It was Jessica Lange.
Yes.
Really? Very good.
Host King Kong. Okay.
Oscar nominated. Doesn't say she won for that.
Okay.
It does not say she won for that. With early typewriters, there was no exclamation point. So how did typists rectify the situation?
Handwriting it in.
No, the single
apostrophe?
Apostrophe and then back up and do a period.
That is
under
exactly
it.
What it says here. So apostrophe, backspace, period.
We used to have a portable typewriter that you had to do that with.
Because like then it would look like this, right? Like
sort of.
No, because it's just a chit. That's
oh, it wasn't curved.
Yeah, it wasn't curved. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't
neither.
Curved.
the double or the single, neither were curved.
Absolutely hilarious.
It needs to be curved.
It's like cuneiform. Oh.
What I want to know is why the guy who invented this, why did he leave that out?
I don't know. There definitely was not a lot of space for an exclamation point.
Right.
Yeah. People were just typing.
Was there a question
reports,
mark at least?
You know? I'm sure there was a question mark.
Yeah, there was a question mark.
No. Not an exclamation point. Okay.
Just want to let the listenership know that I typed up all my college undergrad apps on a typewriter. Just putting that out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Generally, which of the nine position players in a baseball game uses the smallest glove?
Second baseman.
That is exactly correct. Mm. In effort to turn faster double plays, they are the shallowest and have a larger web to shed the dirt quickly.
Yep.
Yep, exactly correct. Every single position on the field has a specialty glove. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them.
Catcher is my favorite.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Catcher's mitt. I mean, come
on. Oh, yeah.
But yes. It is just so obnoxious.
I remember once playing a softball tournament because we had three umpires on our team.
Mm-hmm.
We actually caught the other team's third baseman playing with a closed glove.
Oh,
closed finger
gosh.
Glove, and we made him swap out gloves.
Come on. Come on.
We had umpires on our team.
A closed finger glove?
That's awesome.
Yeah, because as opposed to individual fingers.
What?
Yeah.
We made him swap out gloves.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Threw him off his game.
Cheaters never win.
Folks, you probably remember that Joe Pesci played the role of Harry in Home Alone. But he was not the first choice for that character.
Huh.
Who were John Hughes' first two choices before they got to third place Joe Pesci?
Steve Carell or something.
Danny
I feel
DeVito.
Like someone funny.
Danny DeVito is not what it says here, but I see where
that's
you're going.
That's like my best guess.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Pesci, who else?
I'm not sure how to get you here. One is a classic dramatic actor.
De Niro?
De Niro was the first choice.
And for that role? No way.
Wow.
I mean, I love you, John Hughes, but your second choice was a complete buffoon who never really made it beyond Saturday Night Live. I don't know why these were the first two choices. Extremely annoying voice. He's still around.
Oh, Gilbert Gottfried?
Nope, but you're getting there. Initials JL.
Oh, John Lovitz.
John
don't,
Lovitz.
Don't,
I love John Lovitz, but he's not really in the same league as Robert De Niro.
I love that show.
Your nephew just bumped into him at an airport.
Yes, yes. And
John Lovitz?
And sent a picture.
Yeah, we have a picture.
He was wonderful as Master Thespian.
I love it.
I don't know what that is. I have no idea who this person is.
It was a Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Skit.
Oh. Yeah.
What U.S. state had an old nickname, the Land of Steady Habits? I couldn't even say it with a straight face.
Ohio.
Not Ohio.
Las Vegas.
The Ohio candle has no, sorry.
Idaho.
Ohio.
To yes. Washington.
Is it Idaho?
No, it is a New England state.
Oh,
Vermont.
Really? Steady Habits.
New Hampshire.
Massachusetts.
Maine. Connecticut. Rhode Island.
It's Connecticut is what it says here.
Steady
yes.
Habits?
Yes.
Steady Habits.
What kind of habits?
Is that like tipsy nuns? What? Steady Habits. What?
The land of steady habits.
Every, as opposed to unsteady habits.
Wow.
Every year at this time, I reread Washington Irving's Legend of Sleepy Hollow. And if you remember, Ichabod Crane was from Connecticut, quote, a state that supplies pioneers of the mind and the forest. I think that's hilarious. What company is listed as LZB on the New York Stock Exchange? Don't think too hard. Very Michigan company.
Lazy Boy.
Lazy
oh.
Boy.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep.
They
sell
have nice
chairs.
Couches. Yep.
LZB.
Who is the James Bond love interest in the movie On Her Majesty's Secret Service?
Well, Diana Rigg played the part. And
also,
she
also it was Diana Rigg.
Jim Tubbs' love interest, too, when you're a teenager, right?
So. Yeah,
she had a
she
wonderful
great.
Name in the movie, and I know you can think of it even if you can't put your finger on
Does
it.
Does it have something to do with a cat?
No.
This is just, I mean, it's over the top in terms of being an Italian name, but it's very not anything to do with a cat.
Well, there was one.
Like Florence.
Lady
or
something. Something or, you know.
Yep. Oh, you're getting there. You're getting there.
Like Botticelli or something. Very Italian. Spaghetti, rigatini,
spaghetti.
Something. I can't.
She was the Contessa Teresa de Vincenzo.
See, I was close.
You were close.
Well, she was beautiful as always.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service is the James Bond movie that was only with one actor.
George Lazenby, that's the only
played
one
James
he made.
Bond, and it's the only one he did. And he gets married in the movie. James
mm-hmm.
Bond gets
and
married.
And she gets knocked
deal.
Off. Ooh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bullet something different.
Foreign.
That's right. In what movie series would you find the character Beatrix Kiddo?
Beatrix,
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill is
one
the name
two.
Of the movie series.
I've
yes.
not seen that film.
Played by Uma Thurman.
Oh, saucy.
Excellent. excellent movie. One of the most violent movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
And loved it.
But loved it. In the Muppet Band, of course, Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, who's the only member to have revealed their first and last name?
Janice? No.
Floyd?
It is Floyd. Floyd Pepper is his name.
Pepper?
All the other members are Dr. Teeth, Animal, Janice, Zoot, and Lips.
Lips.
So Floyd Pepper.
Oh, I knew it was Animal. Mm-hmm.
Got to know your Muppets to do well on this show, folks. Who's the Roman god of financial gain?
Warren
Janice?
Buffett.
Oh.
I know. I felt like that was a good choice because it's like affiliated with like a...
He was also a Roman god that had little wings on his shoes.
Mercury?
Mercury is what it says here. Yep. Mm-hmm.
The FTD thing?
FTD, yeah. Also the Roman god of florists. In what Brooke Shields film did Tom Cruise make his acting debut? What a classic.
Ten?
No.
In what? Which?
What Brooke Shields film did Tom Cruise make his acting debut?
I only know the one where they crashed on that island, and I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that movie.
It's not Blue Lagoon.
It's not Blue Lagoon.
It's the only movie I know.
I think this is the only thing that this movie has to its name. It's like, that was the first movie that Tom Cruise was in. It wasn't that good, but
I was going to say, it's like Brooke Shields
80s.
Is like,
it's going to be tough.
Not here. Endless Love.
Endless Love is what it says. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Jim, from the back
saving
of his brain. That's awesome.
Saving the day.
Wow.
What are the three largest cities in the great state of Maine?
Portland.
Portland's number one.
Bangor.
Bangor's number three.
And
Freeport?
Starts with an L. The second
Lewiston.
Lewiston. Yeah. You all freak me out sometimes.
Well,
went to Lewiston the summer.
Of the four male lead actors on the television show Happy Days, so Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, Donnie Most, and Anson Williams, who's the oldest to the youngest?
Winkler's the oldest.
Winkler is the oldest.
Yeah. I think Anson Williams just turned 75 the other day.
That is exactly correct. So Anson Williams is next.
Okay, so now it's between Donnie Most and Ron Howard.
Mm-hmm.
50-50.
Ron Howard.
Ralph Malf or Richie Cunningham? Who's older?
I think.
Take it. I'm handing it off. I have no idea.
Richie's my age. So I'll say he's the youngest.
Okay, let's go Ralph Malf.
I'll tell you, you're exactly correct. Yes. Donnie Most was in the middle, and Ron Howard is at the end, 1954.
Yep. Opie is still the youngest. So
far. Who earned the nickname the Queen of Mean? Oh, another 80s throwback here.
Oh, what's her name? The hotel queen.
I'm like the Heathers.
Leona
Helmsley.
Yeah. There you go. We put it all together. That was awesome. Eddie Matthews, Wes Westrum, and Augie Donatelli all appeared on the very first cover of this iconic magazine. What was it?
Hello, who is it again?
The Rolling Stones.
Eddie Matthews, Wes Westrum, and Augie Donatelli all appeared on the first cover, June 9th, 1954.
Oh, 1954.
Of what magazine?
TV Guide.
Mad Magazine.
It probably will help you to know that Eddie Matthews played for the Braves, Wes Westrum.
Oh,
Sports Illustrated.
Yes, and Donatelli, yep.
It's not the Varsity News.
I recognize
not
that.
Not the VN. No, it was Sports Illustrated, yep. Still exists to this day. Name the two actors Uma Thurman has been married to. Okay.
Ethan Hawke,
correct.
Not me.
And probably the greatest actor of our time, melts into any role that he's given. He's a little bit older, was in Harry Potter, was in the new Batman trilogy.
Bale?
No.
Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman. There we go.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know
she was
that.
Married to Gary Oldman. What? She was married to Gary Oldman first.
Okay. Yep.
Really?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Slow horses just dropped.
Imagine him and his flatulence and his.
Oh, yeah. Uma Thurman?
Oh, my gosh.
I did not know that.
That's why she left.
I get this impression that every movie that I see, you know, and I could have anticipated it, but I went to go see Oppenheimer a couple years ago, and he played Truman, if you remember.
Yep.
He's just melting into the role.
He's
only
in
for 2 seconds, and you're
such the chameleon.
Gary Oldman is everywhere.
He played Churchill.
He played Churchill, too.
Yeah.
Immortal Beloved.
Oh, I know.
Very nice.
I love that.
What is the Vassar College mascot? I would not have gotten this, and I know a lot of college mascots.
Vassar College mascot?
Vassar.
It's a women's college.
It's a women's college, yeah. And therefore, like, the first thing you see when you see this mascot does not line up with that.
It's one of the seven.
Like
sisters.
A horse of some sort.
It's not a horse, because we do have a lot of that in the
like
Detroit metro.
Like, warrior
area.
Related?
It is actually going back to our question set where it was the name of somebody who does something or makes something. Remember Wainwright and
the
all
Fletchers?
That? And it shares the name with the Milwaukee Major League Baseball
Brewers.
Team.
Brewers.
Brewers. The
oh,
Brewers.
Bizarre. The Vassar okay. Brewers?
They are the Brewers.
They make beer?
I don't
only in the
know
dorms.
What to tell you.
Their mascot is just a glove, right, with the V on it?
Yeah, exactly.
VB.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you know, it's one of the seven sisters. So
that is right. That's
I
right.
didn't know. I mean, like, my seven sisters, Mount Holyoke, the founder was Mary Lyon, so
right.
Our mascot is... Guess what?
A lion.
A lion?
Really?
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
That
would you
sense.
Rather have had a brewer?
No,
I mean,
thank you.
Who's the wealthiest person in the state of Virginia? Not Jim Tubbs, unfortunately.
Not yet.
Not yet, but give him some time.
Not yet. Oh, not yet.
Yeah,
that's good.
Powerball's coming up.
$47.6 billion to their name. The what? 19th richest person in the U.S. when these questions were put together. Yeah.
What do they do?
Is it a financier, real estate mogul?
In the food industry. And that's stretching
like
the word food.
The owner of like
Kraft?
Not Kraft.
Like a Walton?
No.
Like a sugar company or something.
Like a sugar company, a very specific
Domino's?
Kind of
Domino's? Domino's? No, Domino's is out of New Orleans.
Yeah,
not sugar, but what they turn a lot of the sugar into.
Hershey's chocolate.
No.
Getting closer.
Fructose. Corn syrup.
This is tough.
Dipping dots.
Caro.
This is very tough. Used to be paired with M&M's and its company name.
Mars.
Mars candy. Jacqueline Mars is the richest person in Virginia. $47.6 billion
wow.
of net
where
worth.
Where in Virginia?
Jim, I was going to say, get you that bouquet of flowers
yeah.
on courting.
Yeah. Yeah. Might drop by.
Mm-hmm.
Bring some candy. Get some candy.
What was Elvis Costello's highest charting song in the United States? This is not that hard of a question. 1989 got to number 19 on
Allison.
The Billboard.
I love that one.
It's a
it's
woman's name, but it is not Allison.
Veronica.
There we go.
I love that song.
It's wonderful. What fictional character worked at Gary's Shoes and Accessories?
Oh,
Al Bundy.
Al Bundy.
Married with children. Not Gary, but that's a. It's even worse than that. It's like a guy who's not even Gary, right? Where would one find merchandise 7X? That's kind of interesting.
What?
That's a code name for a secret formula. Merchandise 7X.
Is that Coca-Cola?
It's Coca-Cola.
Okay, I was going to say that or mm-hmm. Kentucky Fried Chicken. So
there you go. Secret formula. The seven herbs and spices of Coca-Cola.
Or my fried rice. Mm. Oh.
What do Alan Bauer, Josh Baskin, Sam Baldwin, and Colonel Tom Parker have in common?
They're all men.
Match?
Agree.
They were all impresarios.
No, something to do with Elvis Presley.
No, I think that's you're thinking about it too literally. You need to sort of take a step back.
Who are the first few again? We know the colonel.
Alan Bauer, Josh Baskin, Sam Baldwin, Colonel Tom Parker.
They're all colonels.
These are roles from the movies Splash, Big, Sleepless in Seattle, and Elvis.
Oh.
Which makes them all played by?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. There we go.
Oh.
All played by Tom Hanks. Very well done, professors. Very, very well done. We even got the crowd going at one point, but I'm so sorry.
And now the crowd is gone.
Yeah. Chase them off.
It left us alone. But the time has come for us to say goodbye. Aaron.
Goodbye. Sorry.
Dave.
See ya.
Brian.
See you next year.
Danielle.
Adios.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Steven.
Goodbye.
And Heather. And
bye.
Now, oops, sorry.
Yeah, you let me say goodbye.
We'll do it again. And Heather.
Bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the University Library on the McNichols campus of University of Detroit Mercy. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.